talking today with Pauline Scarta. Pauline was a longtime employee of the college, and one of her first jobs actually was to be the administrative assistant to the then called superintendent, or today called college president. Pauline, could you tell us a little bit about when you came to the college and how long you were here when you retired, and maybe your title when you first came also?
I came to the college in April of 1968. And I was a secretary to then the college president, and his relationship with the board was great. I guess maybe I might have been an administrative assistant also, because I just kind of took over on my own.
What was his leadership style, and how did he relate to other people?
Well, I thought his leadership style was great. As far as with me, it was great. He never told me, I want this and I want it done this way, or it has to be done this way. He just kind of left it up to the person to do it the way and they would like it and have it done. And if he didn't quite agree, he would maybe tell about them about it. But I thought he related to others just as much as he related to me. And it was a good leadership style. He never made us do things the way he wanted them.
I know that he was probably one of the few college presidents or superintendents at that time that had any actual experience with vocational education in vocational schools. Was he knowledgeable about vocational and adult ed, and did other superintendents call upon him for advice?
Yes, he was very knowledgeable. We were very fortunate at DMAC, or at that time Area 12 Community College, or Vocational Technical, I guess it was. He came from a community college, I believe it was in Georgia, and so he had the experience in running a community college, and so we were very fortunate. And yes, he did help the other superintendents in Iowa, because they were not familiar with it like he was, having been a part of one in, I believe, Georgia. And so he just really kind of took it and went with it on a run. He just knew what was needed to be done.
I remember those first years that he had a very, very busy schedule. As I recall, he did a lot of speaking and in communities all over, just trying to get people to understand what the college was. Do you remember anything about that?
I don't remember. I wasn't able to attend any of his speeches, but he kind of had a system. He was just very excited about building in this community college in Iowa. So I think he did a really great job to the other people, because he knew things that they did not have the experience at that time. But I know he was out speaking a lot in the first few years.
As you look at it now, what are you most proud of, or what are you most satisfied about that happened that resulted in the college turning into the multi-campus huge organization that it is today, considering that we just had 100 students probably, or 200 or 300 students when you first came here?
Well, what I think about it, I was there when they dug the first beta dirt for the one in Ankeny, and how much it has grown. And I look at it as a family, and the students and all the new things that happened were like children in your family. And I just am amazed and really proud to have been part of that family. And it's so neat that people, no matter where they live in Iowa, and you tell them that you worked at DMAC, and they know just where it is, and they have always have good things to say about DMAC. So I'm very proud about the good name it has out there among the people in Iowa and how they like the education they get there.
I'm sure there were some funny or unusual things that happened while you were in that job, because I know that everyone calls the college president's office and has requests or questions. Can you think of anything that comes to mind that was in that category?
Well, I was probably about the only one in the area that could take shorthand. And by the way, I was called to take notes in many meetings at DMAC because of it. But I remember one time, this was when they had bomb scares, And every time a call came in for Mr. Lowry, I would take it down in shorthand. And here came this bomb scare, and I took it all down in shorthand, if you can believe it. I didn't even get excited. And I went into his office and gave him the message. Well, by that time, the Ankeny police were on top of it. But I did get kidded a lot about it. They're taking that bomb scare in shorthand in my notes and taking it into Mr. Lowry. I think about that real often.
That is very funny. Are there any final thoughts as we end the interview?
I just think that DMAC is one of the most wonderful things that, or community college is one of the most wonderful things that have been created in Iowa, and how much it has helped people, young and old, and how these people that graduate, they're just as excited as if they were graduating from a four-year college with a degree, a four-year degree. And we have friends, and they're friends of Paul's, that have children that he worked at Iowa State, professor there. And he sent his boys here the first 2 years, and then they went on at Iowa State. And he has nothing but the best to say about the education his boys got here. And I just think it's just a wonderful, wonderful institution to have in Iowa.
Well, we thank you very much, Pauline. And we've been talking with Pauline Skarda, who was the first secretary to the superintendent president of Des Moines Area Community College.